All right, fellas, like we practiced.
Yeah.
2, 3, 4.
Come on down. Come on down. Hanging with the brothers tonight, yeah. Come on down to the brothers' common place tonight.
Press the record button again.
Hey, what the fuck is up, San Diego?
We'll do 10 seconds of silence and start it up. All right, Toof, what were you going to tell us before we started? What do you got hiding right there, Jeremiah?
Oh, he's got a jug.
I can't pan the camera over.
Behind four bottles. Oh, my God.
Yeah. It's two of them in there.
Full of shit.
Toof has a full Gatorade bottle of piss, and it's hidden behind like three bottles and then just like a to-go cup.
Oh, you can see on the edges? Like, you can see my fingers wiggling?
Yeah, dude.
Oh, fuck. I didn't know, though. Let me click my screen.
We also see that
kitty
cat.
Oh, you can see everything. Shit.
Yeah, dude.
Oh, yeah,
we see that dog you got there.
We toys see everything. So play nice. All right, we ready to start this up? 10 seconds of silence, then we'll jump into it. Alrighty, welcome everyone to the Brothers Commonplace, a comedy and crime podcast where we cover monsters, murders, mysteries,
and more.
And before we get into today's episode, I want y'all to meet my favorite surfer dudes.
Hell yeah.
I accidentally opened last episode with a racist thing, and I didn't mean to. Toof, did you know jigaboo's a racist term?
Oh, yes. Dude, I remember that now.
How do you not know?
I don't know. Do you know
Jigaboo Jones?
In my defense, we kept saying jigaboo. I know it's racist now, and I'm sorry. I was getting confused with that song that's bugaboo. Because you were bugaboo.
Okay.
Yeah, so I was like, how's that racist? But now I've learned the evil ways, and I'm sorry.
I have a follow-up question about that.
Yeah.
Is jigger racist?
No, I believe that's a fishing lure, isn't it?
Oh, okay.
I don't know if
like,
that's right.
Like you jigger something, like somebody jiggers something and changes it a little bit and they kind of fuck it up, but they jiggered it.
Jigger bugs. There's jigger bugs.
Yeah.
There's jitter bugs.
The 9 best jiggers of 2022.
Oh, man.
I feel like...
I think we're just
did Boys the Men get back together?
Okay, come on, dude. Okay, let's...
Oh, so they renamed the Wu-Tang Clan?
Jesus.
Okay, let's get into this. Jesus.
I'm sorry already.
This MAGA country.
Fuck yeah. So this had to have been used. I don't know. This had to have been used. But what's going on, guys?
That's
Tim.
She said.
It's true. But this is Tim, or as they called me when I found out I could manipulate DNA, Gene Hackman.
Oh, fuck yeah, dude.
Fuck yeah.
That's fucking great.
That was good shit. Created the coronavirus.
You know it.
What up, everyone? This is Spence, and I've been having a rough day. I was just going to tell you a little bit about it.
Fuck yeah.
I went the other night, I was wearing my ghillie suit in Ashland with my binoculars because I was going to go try to spy on Toof and his beautiful wife making sweet love. Yeah. And I was going to try to see through the windows and watch them making love.
Yeah.
But, and I mean, that went okay. Like, I didn't see anything that night, but like, there's other nights. But then you can imagine my horror when I pick up my freshly delivered copy of the Ashland Times Gazette that I subscribe to very faithfully. And I read the headline and it said, Bigfoot sighted in Ashland. Which, you know, that alone was all right. But then I started reading the fucking article and it said... It said experts believe that the being seen might have been a juvenile female. It said local biologists are referring to this as sighting A1-5, but the local community has already given it a colloquial nickname. People are calling it Pussyfoot.
Oh, fuck yeah, dude.
Fuck yeah, dude.
So I really need a pick-me-up today, guys.
Well, I was going to be a joke about you TiVoing the Browns game and not knowing.
That's actually exactly what I did, and I'm really looking forward to that later. Don't tell me what happened.
It went really well.
Like, obviously, the Browns are just dog shit garbage, and it sucks we always lose. But, like, it's so funny to me when you leave the stadium after a loss and then just randomly one guy starts up the, here we go, Brownies. And so no one fucking joins in.
Yeah. It's so good.
I glanced at the score, and all I saw was that somebody scored 30-something points, so I'm pretty excited to watch.
It wasn't us.
Yeah.
We might have had 30 fucking interceptions.
Hell yeah.
Dude, okay, I'm sorry. I can't get started on the Browns. I'm sorry. All right, Toof.
You're good. I cross these off, so I'm pretty sure I've said this one before, but it's okay. Who cares? It was probably like a year ago. Hey, it's Toof. I came up with a new invention. Have you heard about it? It's the new Lipton tea that's bitter at first, but then you taste it and it's good and it creeps up on you. It's called subtle tea.
Dude, your delivery of that is so fucking good. You're already defeated before you get to the joke.
Perfection.
Just done.
Dude, that was awesome.
I'm in the same boat as Spencer. I'm just done already.
That was perfection. Usually Toof doesn't have any.
Toof, I fucking loved that, man.
Yeah, that was good.
And it is your boy Kev, a.k.a. the Diamond-Handed Dirty Dog. And some of you may know me from back when I was a royal ruler, and I starred, and I was the recipient in that squirting bukkake video, but I had like a special rule that I went by. And that rule, when you come at the king, you best not piss.
Oh, fuck yeah, dude.
And then I was hoping Toop would say, but some say it's piss, or what you used to always say about squirting.
Yeah, that's not piss.
Or is it?
Oh, you dirty dog.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
So I got some great news for the listeners.
I gotta go back. I gotta go back to porn for a second.
Oh,
Kev.
Yes, my bad. Sorry for trying to move on to the actual episode.
Oh, yeah. Toop can't move on from porn.
So me and Kev looked up Dirty D videos recently.
Yeah.
And we found them. And so there's a Florida director, and he it's called like Dirty D's Slut Wife.
He fucking
or something
rules.
Like that. Yeah. He seriously has like your local bozo scrubs on there. And me and Kevin have been quoting this guy for a decade, I think.
Because this is the porno we talked about where me and Toof would wear headsets and like over Steam. We'd be like, hey, dude, did you see that part at 4 minutes and 32 seconds in? Go to it. And it's like four absolute scrub clowns that like gangbang this girl, okay? And like they have like multiple videos of it. And there's one guy that we call Jake Myers guy, and he's like doing this girl, and he's like, oh yeah, that's a good little slut right there. And then like they fist bump each other, and like someone edits in like ding noises when they do it, like when they fist bump. And he also busts a nut on her face, and he's like, oh, that's my kids right there.
Yeah, that's my children's.
Oh, yeah, dude, it's so good. But we were telling our girlfriends about this video and how we did this.
Kev, I also put it on a flash drive to give to you when you're ready.
Fuck yeah. Also, real quick,
give to him
Toof.
Or give the ballad?
Toof, I got a bone to pick with you, dude.
Yeah.
I texted you on Sunday. Last Sunday, I said, happy 1 year wedding anniversary, dude. Love you, Juggalo. You still haven't replied. You just ignored it.
Maybe I didn't get it, Kev. Let me
fucking
see.
A happy 1 year wedding anniversary and you fucking ignored it.
Toof don't care about that kind of stuff.
There's fucking phones nowadays, dude. Maybe text didn't go in. Yeah, see, October 9th. Love you, Juggalo. Yeah.
Oh, you did get it.
Oh, shit. I was supposed to say the opposite.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry, Kev.
It's all right, Toof. I love you, buddy. All right.
It's okay. It's okay.
So
I know you meant to send that to Wayne.
So good news, everyone. Today we have a case that we're going to be covering. It's not like a true crime case. It's more of a weird case. And I hope you all enjoy the episode. It's pretty wild.
Is this technically the first case we've done in like a year or something?
It's the first case in a very long time.
Yeah.
But today
it's been so long since we did a case that Fauci's been right about everything.
Yeah, I think last time we did a case, Andrew was alive.
Yeah, dude. So today's episode is about Margaret Howe Lovett. That's probably not how you say her last name. I forget. The sources. I watched a documentary about this on BBC titled "The Girl Who Talked to Dolphins."
How much did she love it, though?
You're about to find out. Probably a little bit too much.
Oh, it's in that case.
I mentioned this briefly last week on our last episode.
Did we watch the same video? Because I watched something on the BBC network called "The Girl Who Fucks Dolphins."
Yeah, the girl who fucked the Miami Dolphins, and it's under the BBC porn category. So the kicker wasn't involved.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, my mom just didn't want to fuck him that day, I guess.
The other sources are allthat'sinteresting.com and theguardian.com. However, most of these sources are just kind of talking about like their reaction to the documentary, pretty much.
Tim, the reason she fucked the Dolphins and not the Browns, because the Browns fuck themselves. So.
Yeah, for real, dude. Yeah, Sunday morning, I just lube up my ass and say, all right, Stefanski, how are you going to do it this week?
Get in there,
Joe.
Oh,
it's third and one? How about you pass
it? Dude, real quick, you know what's bullshit? Like, that quarterback sneak that that Jacoby was trying, yeah, he didn't get it, and he's probably going to fall short. How do you whistle it, a quarterback sneak? Like, they blew the whistle to end the play, and it wasn't even fucking over.
Yeah.
Because you know that each line is pushing each other. Spence, are you drinking fucking Fireball whiskey right now?
This episode is brought to you by Fireball.
Oh hell yeah. Spence, I like that. Mm. So, alrighty, before we get into this, anything you boys want to say?
I think so.
Faggot, better run.
Son of a bitch, dude.
What the fuck's that from?
Drew. Drew was reading lyrics to a song. Yeah. And the lyrics was like, it was called Leviticus Faggot. I don't know why I remember all this still. And he was reading the lyrics, and one of the lyrics was Faggot, better run. But the way he said it was Faggot, better run. And they used that drop on Loveline all the time. Like, they turned it into songs and stuff. It was so fucking good.
It was good.
Ow!
Get down,
asshole.
Get down.
Find you, have sex with me. Gee, it hurts, have sex with me. Faggot, better have sex with me. I want to have sex with me. I was born, so I had anal sex. Gee, it hurts. I'm still a virgin. Tried to be straight, or I thought I shouldn't be straight, and I was confused.
Find me.
You know, pee on this makes me sick. Hurts when I urinate. It makes me sick. Anal sex makes me sick. This guy's penis makes me sick. I've had anal sex, but felt no effect. Got these lesions. Gee, it hurts. Still a virgin. Makes me sick. It's called intimacy. Can I say that?
Ow!
You're fat.
Ow!
You're gay.
Ow!
Confused.
Ow!
You're sick.
You're overweight.
Ow! You're still a virgin.
Ow!
You're dysfunctional.
Ow!
Not acceptable.
Dr. Drew is right.
Has a time and place in the world, and like everybody's into, you know, lesbian sex, and it's so hot and it's so wonderful, but you know, you got kids.
You're lesbian.
True, we know.
She's not a lesbian, Drew. My God. Think anybody, any woman that's ever had sex with a woman is a lesbian?
Drew, what do you think?
You're lesbian.
There you go. Again, Drew, one more time. That's all.
You're lesbian.
Okay.
No.
Hey, Jenny, why don't you see if you can get your husband to blow her husband and strike up some sort of relationship with him sexually?
I didn't know we could say that.
Faggot, better run.
True, please.
The Guardians are down 3-0.
It's hilarious because I was just listening to Kill Tony and Dr. Drew had a surprise visit.
Talking about the not testing Pfizer for the spread, if you could spread the shit to other people?
Dude, no. So good.
He was talking to a guy who was on stage talking about his OCD.
Interesting.
Yeah. I love Dr. Drew.
Alrighty, here we go. Margaret Howe Lovett was born in 1942, making her 79 to 80 years old today. Mm. Not a ton of information about her childhood or anything, but she was known to have loved animals from an early age. And she was very fond of stories that involve talking animals. Quote, there was this book that my mother gave to me called Miss Kelly. She remembers with a twinkle in her eye. It was a story about a cat who could talk and understand humans, and it just stuck with me that maybe there is this possibility.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So even though she, of course, got older, these children's stories never left her. So she's living on the Caribbean island of St. Thomas, which is one of the U.S. Virgin Islands. Luckily, it wasn't little St. James Island. Oh. This story would have ended a little bit different, boy.
Hey, or else I may have made a cameo.
Those definitely aren't Virgin Islands.
Dude, Two sends these snaps of, like, I don't know if it's his nephew or it's like some 10-year-old kid.
Yeah.
And Tooth always sends snaps of this kid where he's like hiding on a boat or like just with Tooth making creepy faces. And he always has captions about how he has them at Little St. James Island and shit.
What kid is that, Tooth?
It would be Cassidy's sister's son.
Like the one that is married to Brock Lesnar guy?
Yeah.
They have a kid?
It's actually Brock Lesnar's blood son.
Oh, I didn't even know that.
Yeah, he had a son with another lady, but he has full custody. Yeah.
Oh, okay, gotcha. So it's not her kid.
So, yeah, it's like Cassidy's nephew-in-law or whatever, step-nephew, but half-nephew. I don't know the fuck he's to me. Yeah.
Dude, it's so fucking funny.
Is the kid in on the joke? Does he know what you're writing?
He's like 9 or 10 years old. He can't know about that
How do you get him to like hide under the seat and shit and be like, here, let me take a snap of you?
We all went on a pontoon boat and he was just like, he was bored on the pontoon boat. So he just started hiding in spots.
So I took pictures and I was like, place where you won't be bored. And then you fucking guided the ship to Little St. James
just
Island.
From you, too.
Wait, I'm taking him trick or treating this year, too.
Oh, fuck yeah, dude.
There'll be more. Hey, Kev. A moment of silence. I might have a deletable just because it's like personal information.
Okay.
Dude, isn't fucking like Lyra's middle name Margaret?
No.
Oh, who the fuck? Is it Sarah's or Allie Branham's middle name Margaret or some shit?
They have a friend.
Or is that what they call Meg?
They have a friend named Meg whose real name's Margaret. No, but yeah, sometimes she's called Margaret.
Okay, that's where I'm getting it from. I was like, what the fuck, Margaret Howe? This is fucking weird, dude.
Well, it's H O W E. Howe.
Oh, like Native Americans.
Yeah, dude.
Oh.
This is called Guardians now.
Yeah, I was gonna make a joke about that, too.
So anyway, Margaret is around 20 years old now. The year is 1963, and it was Christmas time. Her brother-in-law mentions to her, he's like, hey, there's a secret laboratory at the eastern end of the island where they're working and doing research on dolphins.
Fuck yeah.
So it's Christmas time, and her brother-in-law, too, if you're there.
Yeah.
Okay, your video cut out for me. But so they're just sitting at dinner on Christmas, and her brother-in-law's like, hey, I know of a place where there's a secret dolphin laboratory. Okay?
Yeah, sweet.
Sounds legit so far, honestly.
Yeah, wild fucking story. Just a secret dolphin lab on an island. So what does she do? She fucking goes and finds it. She drives there and finds it, dude.
What?
Fuck yeah.
Hell yeah.
Tooth's video Hashtag froze wild up woman. For us.
Yeah, it froze up for Kev, too. It's actually pretty awesome.
Yeah, I'm just seeing four score on your video, too. So,
I can
see
all you guys, so.
So it's
I'm
going to
hit refresh on Jitsi real quick.
Yeah, okay. Well, I don't have his video either, so I'll refresh it. Keep your audacity going just in case.
Shouldn't affect the audacity at
all. There we go. Yeah, everyone's good on mine.
Hey.
Sweet.
Press the record button again.
So it's early 1964. Quote, I was curious. I drove out there down a muddy hill, and at the bottom was a cliff with a big white building. And there's this dude standing outside the building. He's smoking a cigarette. He's got like all messed up hair. He has an open shirt. And he's just like, whoa, what the fuck? Why are you here? And his name is Gregory Batesons. He was described as a, quote, great intellectual of the 20th century and director of the lab. Yeah, so she just fucking finds this secret dolphin lab. There's a dude out here, and he's just like, whoa, what the fuck? Why are you here? She's in her early 20s, and she says, quote, well, I heard you had dolphins, and I thought I'd come and see if there was anything I could do or any way I could help. Unused to unannounced visitors and impressed by her bravado, Bateson invited her to meet the animals and asked her to watch them for a while and write down what she saw. Despite her lack of scientific training, she turned out to be an intuitive observer, of animal behavior, and Bateson told her she could come back whenever she wanted.
Hmm. Huh, that's pretty cool.
Imagine just, Tim, imagine where you work, because you work at like a bioengineering type place. I don't know what it's described as.
But like, yeah, I think biological testing, I think, is what you call it.
Imagine if like a 20-year-old just showed up, drove there. It's like, oh, I heard you guys did like stuff with animals here. And they just hired her on the spot with no training, nothing. Like how wild that is.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
Just to walk in. And
someone drives up to Mr. Hand's barn. Hey, I heard you do stuff with animals here. Can I watch?
He's like, well, actually, the animals kind of do stuff to me.
Fuck yeah, callback.
Quote, there were three dolphins, Peter, Pamela, and Sissy.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Sissy was the biggest.
Their favorite song was Puff the Magic Dragon.
Sissy was the biggest, pushy, loud, and she sort of ran the show. Pamela was very shy and fearful, and Peter was a young guy. He was sexually coming of age and a bit naughty.
Coming of age.
Oh, yeah.
Hell yeah, dude.
So you're telling me there's a chance.
I heard they named one off of Tooth's Jugs there, and they called it Pissy.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Yeah, dude. So real quick, let's summarize what happened, because it's fucking wild to just think about this. A young girl named Margaret, she's told by her brother-in-law that there's a secret dolphin laboratory. She somehow finds it, shows up with no training, no degree. She's a 22-year-old college dropout and just gets fucking hired on the spot, pretty much.
Seems legit.
So now we're going to talk about a guy named Dr. John Lilly.
Ooh.
So this dude, he was known as an eccentric neuroscientist. In 1961, he wrote a quasi-sci-fi book that was titled Man and Dolphin. It was about a theory that revolved
titled
around...
Battlefield Earth.
Dude, pretty much, man. It was about a theory that revolved around dolphins wanting to and likely could be able to communicate with humans.
Mm. Okay, that's pretty neat.
So his writings of dolphins and humans communicating sparked some interest. Quote, in 1961, the National Academy of Sciences organized a meeting on the search for extraterrestrial intelligence. This is SETI, S-E-T-I, at the National Radio Astronomy Observatory in Green Bank, West Virginia. The 10 scientists who attended, including future SETI icons such as Frank Drake and Carl Sagan, represented a variety of scientific fields. At the conclusion of the meeting, the attendees adopted the moniker The Order of the Dolphin in honor of participant John Lilly's work on interspecies communication.
Fuck yeah.
As you're going to find out, all of this stems from a bunch of nerd scientists wanting to communicate with aliens, extraterrestrial life, and being like, well, the first stepping stone, let's be able to work with dolphins first.
Yeah.
Let's teach dolphins English and get to communicate with them first, and then that'll lead to us communicating with aliens.
Hell yeah.
Fuck yeah. That's, and then eventually awesome. They made the movie Arrival.
Oh, fuck yeah, dude. Yeah, Toofsky.
I just wanted to get a break because it might be deletable. But yeah, I heard along with Carl Sagan, I think Richard Nixon was part of this group. And he's like, yeah, this dolphin stuff is just like the Bohemian Grove thing. It's just a bunch of fucking fags in the woods getting together.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Have you heard that quote before?
Yeah, dude, I have.
So good. Just a bunch of fags.
I love the idea of Alex Jones there, like videotaping everything and thinking he's undercover. When, like, dude, everyone fucking knows who you are, dude.
Yeah.
He's undercover there.
They can fucking hear him because he can't shut up and he's loud as shit, dude.
Hey, does anyone have $900 million I could have? Will you do an Alex Jones impression asking for $900 million?
All those fucking liars at Sandy Hook, they think they can really stoop one past Alex Jones. Well, I know those stupid fucking kids kind of deserved it. And you know what? You already got my $900 million, so here's $900 million more. $900 million more bullets in your kids, you fucking sons of bitches.
Jesus, Toof. Damn. You didn't have to fucking go that far.
Hey, if you wanted me to be like Alex Jones, I had to say what he was going to say.
Yeah.
True. That's exactly what he would say.
Exactly. I like the idea that J.K. Rowling named the Order of the Phoenix after this.
Yeah, dude.
Hell yeah. Dude, I guess they had J.K. Rowling found out about, like, there was another order in Japan, but she just called it the Order of Ching Chang Chong.
Again?
Dude. Tim, what if the fucking Undertaker was part of this? And they're like, so, Undertaker, we have 29 dolphins here. And he's like, 29 holes for 29 souls.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Quote, Lily wanted to understand and communicate with dolphins, literally to speak their language. And his ideas were taken seriously. He founded the Communication Research Institute in the late 1950s, and published research suggesting that his attempts to talk to dolphins were working. He also saw the experiments as a way to help efforts to contact aliens. So even if we crack the code of dolphin language, Lily thought, we might just have a shot at decoding other alien communication too. So, like, honestly, it, like, a lot of people just completely shit on all this because it is ridiculous, but it is like a cool idea to want to like communicate with another species. But it's like they don't want they want the dolphins to like forget how you communicate dolphins. Just forget all that. You're learning English. Like it's ridiculous.
Like they should just start with trying to communicate with Frankie McDonald.
Dude, no one wants that. Don't bring him into this, man.
Thank you, Spence.
I thought I had a week.
Never let his legend die, Spencer. Hey,
what do you mean to bring him into this? I've been here all along.
Hey
guys.
I think we just set a Brothers Commonplace record. We're 25 minutes in the podcast, and this case is actually wholesome still so far.
Holy so far. Yeah.
Usually things take a bad turn by now.
It's gonna soon.
Nobody's
dude.
Been murdered or raped.
So the secretive science group known as the Order of the Dolphin had a group of scientists in it, including Carl Sagan and our boy Dr. John Lilly, with the focus on searching for extraterrestrial intelligence.
Yeah, my boy.
Astronomer Frank Drake spearheaded Project OZMA, or I don't know how to pronounce it, O-Z-M-A.
Asthma.
Asthma, which was the search for fucking how to breathe. Which was the search for extraterrestrial life through radio waves emitted from other planets. So, like, that shit's cool. Like, this shit's cool. Yeah. But, like...
I actually have a recording of what they broadcast out to aliens to try to get them to answer back.
English, motherfucker, do you speak it?
Dude, you're not that far off.
There
are points when we start talking about Margaret and the dolphins where, like, they recorded, like, all the audio and shit, and, like, she'll be like, okay, Peter, say ball, and, like, he'll make a noise. She's like, no, English only, Peter.
Fuck yeah, dude.
It's fucking insane. So, yeah, so this dude, he read Dr. Lilly's book about communicating with dolphins, and he found parallels between both of their research and work, all that fun stuff. Quote, Drake helped the doctors secure funding from NASA and other government entities in order to realize his vision, a communicative bridge between human and dolphin. So this secret dolphin lab is funded by NASA.
That's fucking awesome.
Yeah.
Hell yeah, dude. What fucking isn't funded by NASA, honestly?
Quote, Lily then built a laboratory housing workspace on the upper level and a dolphin enclosure on the bottom. Tucked away on the picturesque shore of the Caribbean, he called the alabaster building Dolphin Point. And it's also a good, we'll just note it right here, Dr. John Lilly, he was very heavily into LSD.
Ooh.
And as the story goes on, he's doing more and more LSD. So just keep that in mind.
Hell yeah, dude.
Hashtag wild man.
Whenever someone says alabaster, I just get pissed off. It's like, what the fuck even is alabaster?
Alabaster.
I feel like these people are just making this shit up when they say it's alabaster. Like, you just made up something that sounds like the fanciest substance ever made.
So, all right. So now that we got that out of the way, back to Margaret. Oh, that wasn't at you, Spence. I meant the history of the shit. Well, now that we got Spence's...
Are you insulting my alabaster rant?
Okay, now that we can move on from Alabaster. No, I'm just joking. I meant now that we got like the Dr. Lily and all that other shit out of the way.
Dr. Yeah. Lily sounds like a f-
dude, stop saying that. I gotta keep editing that out. So, back to Margaret and the secret dolphin lab. So Margaret, she's working with the three dolphins, and with her daily lessons, she's trying to get them to create human-like noises and sounds. So she's working on trying to get them to emulate human words and things like that at first. Toof, why did you just stretch so your nuts were up against the microphone?
I think you, like, farted or something.
I farted in the microphone.
Yeah.
Oh, you did? Okay.
Yeah.
I missed it.
It didn't make a sound, but it made a smell.
Oh, cool.
If we had smell-o-vision, that would work.
Also made me horny.
Oh. So like we said, the first step of this dolphin training is trying to communicate with them. That would ultimately lead to communicating with extraterrestrials. And once again, this is all funded by NASA. And then in the documentary, they're like talking to the people that were involved. And then just fucking Jeff Bridges shows up in it. They're like, yeah, he was friends with Dr. Lily.
Fuck,
like,
yeah.
What the fuck?
Dude,
why?
He probably sold him the LSD.
So all right, I'm on this guy's side now.
No, he rules. He's awesome. Here's a little wiki report about Dr. Lily. Quote, Lily conducted high-altitude research during World War II and later trained as a psychoanalyst. He gained renown in the 1950s after developing the isolation tank. He saw the tanks in which users are isolated from almost all external stimuli as a means to explore the nature of human consciousness. He later combined that work with his efforts to communicate with dolphins. He began studying how bottlenose dolphins vocalize, establishing centers in the U.S. Virgin Islands and later San Francisco to study dolphins. A decade later, he began experimenting with psychedelics, including LSD, while floating in isolation.
Fuck.
So he started like all this shit, like World War II stuff and everything like that. And then it just ended like he's now just taking LSD and hanging out in isolation tanks.
Fuck yeah.
So he's Rogan, basically.
He's fucking awesome, dude. Rogan.
Yeah, he's way cooler than the other guy, whatever the fuck his name is. Frank Shank or whatever.
Yeah, dude, you don't want to become cellmates with Frank Shank. I know that much. It's better than his other friend, Steve Assfucker. So.
Hey, at least he knows how to have a good time.
Yeah, that's very true.
He's got a long shank, if you know what I mean.
Oh, yeah.
So I do apologize. I do have a lot of long quotes in this. Quote, Dr. John Lilly had been interested in connecting the cetaceans since coming face to face with a beached pilot whale. I believe that's, let me see. Yeah, it was Amy Schumer. on the coast near his home in Massachusetts, 1949. The young medic couldn't quite believe the size of the animal's brain and began to imagine just how intelligent the creature must have been, explains Graham Burnett, a professor of the history of science at Princeton and author of The Sounding of the Whale.
Ooh.
You are talking about a time in science when everybody's thinking about a correlation between brain size and what the brain can do. And at this period, researchers were like, whoa, big brain, huh?
Cool.
That's a pretty fun quote.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
They stole that nickname from my mom from high school. Big brain. And it wasn't because of her intelligence either.
Big fucking awesome given head.
Yeah.
I like how we mentioned beached pilot whale in that sentence, and that wasn't the nickname you went with.
Dude, look at that cat's face. That's fucking hilarious.
It's amazing.
Yeah,
dude.
Yeah, dude, that cat you're holding, too.
Yeah.
He's
looks
fucking
like
awesome.
So surprised.
I like how the guy on the beach, his first thought was to cut open the whale's head and look at the size of its brain.
Yeah, dude. Whoa, we got a big fucking dead beached whale. Stand back. I need to see how big its brain is. And then help me roll it over so we can look at its dick.
Oh, yeah.
It's still making noises.
I've said that a lot of times when Tooth's asleep.
Roll over, Tooth. We got to see your dick.
Yeah.
So in 1957, Dr. Lily was in Florida working with dolphins at Marine World. And that's when his wife, whom also worked along with him, pointed out that she believed the dolphins were trying to imitate his voice. And this is what set everything off. And he eventually wrote his book in 1961 about his findings that we mentioned earlier. And now we are here with the goal to communicate with another species, which, like we said, which in turn would lead to communicating with extraterrestrials. So like he was like training, working with dolphins, and then his wife is like, well, whenever you speak and like are talking, the dolphin kind of makes some noises that kind of fluctuate and respond to what you were saying. So that's kind of where all this research and training began. And there is payoff to this at the end. There is something funny that happened. So,
hell yeah.
So back at the secret dolphin lab, Dr. Lilly wasn't always around in the daily operations much, but he had put together a team to run the lab when he was away. And Margaret's job was to encourage the dolphins to copy the specific sounds of human speech, like to get the dolphins to mimic what she was doing. So there's like two teams here. Pretty much everyone is working on like studying how dolphins communicate with other dolphins. And then you have Margaret, who's studying how to teach the English language to Peter the dolphin.
It sounds like one of these is more important than the other.
Yeah, dude, and you could tell the other people just kind of like were like thought this was just a fucking joke and kind of like an insult, because like they're studying how dolphins communicate with each other, which is pretty interesting. And then you have Margaret, who's like, say ball, Peter. This is a ball. And then Peter would be like, meh. She'd be like, no, ball. So she's trying to get the dolphins to focus on her mouth like it was the dolphin's blowhole.
Yeah, dude.
So she paints from like her nose down to her chin with white paint and then puts like black lipstick around her mouth so the dolphin will like focus on it.
Yeah.
And then she's trying to get the dolphin's blowhole to replicate what her mouth is doing.
Fuck, yeah.
Wait.
Yeah, wild stuff.
Wait a fucking minute.
I hope that also turned her
husband on. Did she think that like the words came out of the blowhole?
Well, they make noise. Like it's like both the dolphin's mouth and blowhole or like how it's like communicating. So she's trying to get it to like mimic what she's doing. It's fucking wild. There's videos of this and shit.
Fuck yeah.
Wait, so that like that isn't just from the mouth, that's the blowhole too?
I think they work in tandem together. I'm not exactly sure.
Dude, that's fucking wild.
Yeah. One in the pink and two in the blowhole.
Fuck yeah, dude. That's like that. Like it's like reverse blackface.
Yeah, dude, yeah. It is. I wish she did it. I wish, because it's a white girl. I do wish like she did blackface for this just to be funnier, dude. Like, well, why'd you do blackface? She's like, well, that didn't have anything to do with the research. That was more just for me.
She's like, I didn't, but I did black tits, and she just has black paint all over her tits.
So she put on white face paint and black lipstick. Yeah. Is she fucking Sting or a Juggalo?
Fuck yeah. Did she came down from the rafters and pointed the baseball bat at Peter's dick?
Hell yeah.
The dolphin had the face paint on too. She's like, say whoop whoop.
Oh. Fuck yeah, dude.
So good.
Yeah, so speaking of wild stuff, listen to this. Quote, Margaret hated leaving in the evenings, and she's like, well, you know, we do all of our work during the day, but what's going on when we leave at night? We're not here 24 hours. And so she's still feeling like there is much work left to do. So she convinced Dr. Lilly to let her live in the lab, waterproofing the upper rooms and flooding them with a couple feet of water. This way, human and dolphin could occupy the same space.
Fuck
so
yeah.
Listen, like, picture how wild this is. This entire laboratory / home, they waterproofed it. The entire place was filled with like 2 to 3 feet of water. And she lived there.
Hell yeah.
Imagine, hell yeah, Tim, dude, where you work if they just flooded the entire thing with 3 feet of water and there's just a dolphin there while you live there.
That'd be fucking sweet.
That's insane, dude. This is insane. Like a fucking water. And there's like two floors. So they built an elevator so they could pull the dolphin up to the second floor to hang out and shit.
Like, I'm just getting to my office on, like, jet skis and shit, dude.
Fuck yeah, dude.
That'd be fucking awesome.
Yeah, so they flooded the place with knee-high deep water, sometimes deeper, so she and Peter could live in the same house. So her and Peter lived in this place for 6 days a week, and then once a week they would put Peter back in, like, with the rest of the dolphins. So they waterproofed the entire place because it wasn't meant to be filled with water, you know, because it wasn't built by fucking children or Aquaman. But she's like, well, I don't want to stay indoors the whole time. So they went up to the balcony and flooded the balcony as well.
Dude, hell yes.
Yeah. So this lab and building, it's more than one story. They built that elevator to get Peter up and down the floors. She had her desk, telephone, stove, everything hanging from ropes from the ceiling. Dude. Because, like, if one of those ropes snapped and it falls in the water, you and Peter are dead.
Yeah.
Imagine, like, writing research, sitting at a desk, held up by ropes, and you're just sitting in fucking water, dude.
Yeah.
Dude, so good.
Yeah.
What about how old and, like, saggy her skin got?
Yeah.
Sorry, I was refreshing my thing. What was that, okay. Tooth? How old and saggy? Are you talking about her tits?
Her skin got by sitting in the water, like, every day.
All
forever.
Pruny. Yeah. I better.
She looks like the fucking Titanic lady.
I better fucking pussy look like a fucking just like a walrus, dude, just hanging down. Like, you know how walrus got them droopy ass fucking faces?
Dude, I hope you know what wrestler I'm talking about, but her pussy looks like Abdullah the Butcher's forehead.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Dude, fuck yeah, dude. Yeah.
I mean, we can ask Peter what her pussy looks like. You know, you've fucking seen it.
Whoa, watch out. Sonic, get out of here. Oh, never mind. That's not Dr. Eggman. That's Margaret's water pussy. fuck yeah. She would also sleep on this big foam cushion thing, and, like, Peter would pop up there and just sleep the entire night with her. Like, however long she slept on there, Peter would sleep on this thing with her, too.
That's cute.
Yeah, so she chose Peter for the revamped immersive language experiment. They coexisted in the lab 6 days a week, and then on the seventh day, he spent time in the enclosure with the other two dolphins. Peter was the only male. And through all of Peter's speech lessons and voice training, Margaret learned that, quote, "When we had nothing to do was when we did the most. He was very, very interested in my anatomy. If I was sitting here and my legs were in the water, he would come up and look at the back of my knee for a long time.
Yeah.
He wanted to know how that thing worked, and I was so charmed by it." So she chose to work with the only male dolphin, which is Peter, because he hadn't had any of the human-like sound training where the other dolphins had.
Yeah, I bet that's why, you horny bitch.
Hey, be nice, dude.
Okay, fine. Let's see where it goes.
And like we said, Dr. Lilly, he's getting heavier into the LSD research, so he's not always here. He'll just show up every now and then more LSD. And
so good.
So first he's like, "I want to begin the LSD experimenting. Let me start with myself." And in the
we need to continue the training.
In the documentary, they're like, "Yeah, he kind of went from like a suit and tie scientist to just a full blown hippie on acid."
Fuck yeah!
So we have two problems for Margaret right now. One, we have Dr. Lilly, who's always injecting himself with LSD while at the lab, and she didn't feel comfortable with that, and she didn't like that he was doing that around her and the dolphins. And then two, Peter's just super fucking horny all the time. Mm. And, like, he wouldn't focus because of these sexual urges. And also, it became quite noticeable that Peter really liked Margaret.
Mm. Hell yeah.
So Peter, he used to rub up hard against Margaret's legs and knees. And they were starting to cause her pain, and it was making her uncomfortable. So
he rubbed up on her more than Joe Biden.
Oh, yeah.
Fucking sniffing her hair.
Yeah.
So Margaret's like, "Well, I need Peter to focus."
Show international average of pressure.
That's the dolphin's first words.
So Margaret just started jerking him off constantly.
Fuck yeah, dude.
And it wasn't sexual. She just needed him to focus.
Yeah.
That's what it was.
So she just needed him to focus. So, dude, she would just reach under the water and constantly jerk him off.
How do you fucking jerk off a dolphin?
I bet her fucking arm was thankful when fucking Adderall was invented finally.
We can get it popping, shorty.
So she's just always jerking this dolphin off, dude.
Dude, she had to be so ripped afterwards.
She's like, "Well, oh, by the way, hashtag wild dolphin and hashtag wild Margaret." You know, I'm down with both sides of this.
Dude, Tooth is frozen in, like, the sexiest pose.
I know.
Yeah, I just have the four again. I'm going to refresh.
Oh, damn.
I'm leaving it. Fuck it.
Yeah, dude, this pose is sexy.
Oh, he's back for me. I don't see any pose. I see him rubbing his sleepy little eyeballs.
Oh.
Dude, imagine the guy on fucking LSD walking in. He's like, "All right, I've been gone a week. Let's see how the trials are going." He just sees her jerking him off, and he's like, "Yeah, we've went too far. I'm going back and doing some more acid."
He's, like, talking into his voice recorder. He's like, "I think I'm taking too much LSD. Because I keep seeing Margaret jerking off the dolphin. That can't be right. So she did say that it was sexual on Peter's part, but not on hers. She did this strictly to get him to refocus. She said it was easier to do this and get him to focus. So she would just reach right under the water, give him the old tug job, wanking off that fucking wet little bastard.
Fuck yeah.
And then they would get back to work.
Fuck yeah.
Get back to work.
So it actually sounds like the fucking dolphin was training her. Let's be honest.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You know?
That's a good little slut.
Yeah, dude. He should be fucking teaching.
Those are my kids right there.
Oh, that's my kids right there. I wish that was the only English that Peter learned is whenever he got jerked off. Oh, that's my kids right there. Is they fucking the swimmers?
That had been a giant nut, though, too. Like,
Oh, yeah.
Fuck yeah, dude. Yeah, and I didn't explain this earlier, but like, oh, yeah, I did actually. The crew working at the lab, like most of them were, they were all studying dolphins communicating with each other, but Margaret was the one trying to study to get just Peter to learn English and shit. So the rest of the party, the rest of the crew pretty much thought that she was like kind of a joke, like this was just a giant waste of time. But sometimes Peter would make sounds that mimic the fluctuation of what Margaret said, like tone and stuff. But to the others at the lab, they didn't believe that meant anything other than the dolphin was just copying a sound. Like, there's no real communication or understanding or anything like that. Like, Margaret would be like, one, two, three, and the dolphin would be like, So, like, it would make sometimes, it would fluctuate, like, the same way, but it's like, it's just fucking making noises copying you. It's not understanding the English language. Like, you're not going to teach Peter to be like, hey, could I get another fucking tug job over here?
God, I was hoping you were getting to the part where that's like all he would say. Tug job.
Yeah, so it's like, if you think about it, it is an interesting experiment, like, to try to communicate with another species. Like, that's awesome. But I love that they're just like, fuck your language. Forget your dumbass dolphin language. We're speaking English. Hey, Spence, you got the English drop?
Oh.
English, motherfucker! Do you speak it?
Mm.
So at this point, funders start pulling their money.
Okay.
The funders for the research, this whole thing just seems fucking really wild and a waste of time and a waste of money. And this made Dr. Lilly stress out because he's like, well, fuck, the funding is almost gone. And he's been doing a lot of LSD, and he has to come up with something to impress the funders to show them it's all worth it. So he comes up with a plan. He's like, I got to up my LSD intake. I got to take more LSD. And let's find out what happens when we give the dolphins LSD.
Oh, yeah.
So Dr. Lilly became obsessed with injecting LSD into the dolphins, and this upset Margaret. She's like, I don't want that to happen, but he talked her into allowing it. So they came up with an agreement. He's like, let's fuck up the other two dolphins with LSD. We'll leave Peter alone. She's like, yeah, I'm okay with that. That works.
What?
Deal.
What a bitch.
So he starts injecting the other two dolphins with a little bit of LSD. He's like, well, fuck, it's been like 10 minutes. Shit's not happening. Let's give them more.
Fuck.
Let's just keep fucking ramping it up. So he keeps giving
them. Dude, it takes like an hour. Oh, I guess I don't know about injecting, but usually it takes like an hour to kick in. Yeah, that's hilarious.
He's injecting them, and nothing happens for a bit. So he's like, well, fuck, I got an idea. Dolphins, they got very sensitive hearing. So let me inject him with some more LSD. He just picks up a fucking jackhammer and starts going hog wild on fucking concrete, destroying concrete and shit with a jackhammer to see if they get any, like, any just kind of reaction out of him. Sending sound waves to the dolphins. Nothing happens. So the crew is like, yeah, dude, we fucking quit. We're out.
Yeah.
Except for Margaret. Hell yeah. One of the dudes, like, moved his entire family out here for this, too. And they're like, yeah, this is fucking ridiculous now. So now it's, like, 1966. It's been, like, a year or two, and there's no results. The debt was incredibly high. And then Dr. Lilly, he just kind of was like, yeah, fuck it. I'm kind of losing interest in all this, too. I'd rather just study LSD.
Oh, my God.
So Dr. Lilly needs to shut down the place and get rid of the dolphins. So he sent the dolphins to the mainland to go to a different private lab that he ran outside Manhattan. So he's like, I'm sending them to this other lab. Everything will be okay. They're all going to be taken care of. And Margaret went back to the lab one last time because there's like, she loves Peter. Their relationship is like no more. And she was working hard on this. So she probably gave him one last wanking, I'm guessing. And it's very sad for both of them. She's like, Peter has no idea that this is going to be the last time I jerk him off.
Oh, yeah.
This is going to be fucking tough for Peter. Yeah, the crew, they were assured, like, hey, the Dolphins, they're very happy. They're going to be sent to places where they're going to be taken care of. Everything's going to be all right. And Margaret was told that, like, Peter arrived happy, and he was checked by a vet, and everything looked good. And all of that was a lie. They showed video of what the place was like that they got sent to. It was like a fucking nightmare shit place. There's, like, barely any lighting. There's no room to swim. It smelt like shit. It was awful.
Damn.
Yeah, and, like, dolphins piss and shit.
It's just Main Moon.
Oh, yeah.
Dolphins piss and shit three times the amount as humans, and, like, they never cleaned up their little swimming pools or anything. So it's just a fucking giant mess. This place sucks. They thought they were going to be in nice places.
Mm.
So, like, 2 weeks go by, and Margaret gets a phone call from Dr. Lilly. He's like, yes, I have some bad news, Margaret. Peter committed suicide.
Fuck yeah.
What?
Yeah, and he really did. He was so sad and heartbroken by this. Peter, because dolphins, like, have to breathe still.
Yeah.
He fucking forced himself not to breathe and drowned himself and died in his pool, dude.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
He was that sad, dude.
That actually is legit sad.
This is what not getting hand jobs does to a man.
Yeah. Yeah, dude. Ladies, listen up, man. If you're whacking us off one day and not the next, we might fucking drown ourselves. So just keep whacking.
I've been thinking about it for a while.
Hand or foot. David Carradine. We'll take either, dude. Oh, yeah. Just fucking
throw us a fucking elbow. We'll make it work.
Yeah, dude. I'll hump your butt cheeks like a hot dog bun, dude. Fucking
that's nice.
Done. But yeah, that's pretty much it. Oh yeah, I was gonna play this. Rest in peace, Peter.
How could this happen to me? I made my mistakes.
Peter, I'm sorry you're not gonna be getting any handies anytime soon.
I don't wanna be alive. I don't wanna be alive. I just wanna die today.
Fuck yeah, dude.
It's like Peter. That Tim Robbins. It's like that I think you should leave skit, that honk if you're horny. Oh, my stomach hurts so bad. I haven't been jerked off in so long. I'm just going to stay underwater.
Dude, it's sad, man. I don't know what this drop is, but it's the last one.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, no,
it's the LSD guy.
It really is sad, though. Like, it is a bummer. That's pretty much it. The ruins of the lab and Dolphin House is still there on the island. All the research with Margaret and Peter was recorded, so it is pretty interesting to see some clips and listen to that. And like I said, it was a cool idea to want to get two species to be able to communicate like that, but in the end, it really was just a lot of money and just a kind of a waste of time. And dude, don't forget, NASA funded this entire thing.
Yeah, dude, that's insane.
In the end, Peter could copy some tones and noises, but unfortunately, he could not learn the English language and have a conversation with humans. However, with more time, Margaret believes that if she had started earlier and had more time, then she could have taken it to the next step with Peter, which could have possibly been reverse cowgirl. We don't know.
So you already went to second base with him. How far are you going, bro?
Yeah, dude. But it's just so wild. Like, we said it 100 times, like, it was funded by NASA, and all of this was supposed to be the next step to communicating with aliens.
Fuck yeah.
You know?
Hell yeah. So good. Well, at least we have the blueprints. Give them LSD, then give them hand jobs.
Like, I know, like, this lady's still alive, and, like, she gets a lot of shit about it, obviously, but mostly because at one point, Hustler magazine, they released an article about it, and they used, like, Peter, Margaret, all their names, and it featured a cartoon of them pretty much fucking underwater.
What the fuck? And,
damn, dude, hell yeah.
I don't know what the article was all about. I didn't read it. And I don't know if it was, like, the true story or if they talked about them fucking and stuff. But, I mean, she eventually married a photographer and, like, moved on and stuff. But, it's a sad story. But, yeah, she was jerking this dolphin off and living in a fucking underwater lab. It's so wild. Yeah, it's such a wild insane story. But, yeah, that's everything about it.
That's crazy. Fucking wild, man.
Fuck her right in the pussy.
So she said like a handy was all they did. Like, she would do it to focus.
Yeah. We didn't go any farther, guys.
I don't know, man. I hope they fucked. Dude. I do hope Peter fucked her once. And like, not even to be gross or weird, like romantic. Like, I think it'd be like romantically, it'd be cool for Peter.
Dude, imagine her having like a dolphin baby. Like she gets pregnant and shit.
Fucking Dan Marino pops out of her pussy.
Oh, fuck yeah, dude.
What if she went to fuck him and she's like, this is the last time you're going away. And he's like, oh, that sucks. And she's like, wait, you can talk? He's like, yeah, I could this whole time. I mean, why would I, though?
Yeah, bitch, and I wish you would do a little less talking, a little more fucking jerking. But yeah, the fact that Peter killed himself is so wild, dude. Yeah,
I really thought she was going to go there to kill him and herself.
Why? Why would she kill? Why, dude?
Because she's a fucking woman, dude.
Is she the bitch from Hello, Zachary?
Oh, that's sad. Alrighty, anything you guys want to say or before we jump into the ending of the episode?
I guess just thinking about Peter.
You wild man.
Yeah, she fucked
Peter.
She had to have. I hope she did.
She did.
I hope it comes out on her deathbed. She's like, yeah, we fucked, all right, but it wasn't in the pussy. It was only asshole and mouth, and then asshole again.
She's like, yeah, we fucked, bitch, so what? That's about as far as your body goes.
She's like, he fucked me, and I did have a kid, and I had to give it up for adoption, so Pauly, I'm your mom. That's right, Pauly Shore.
Are you sure? It's like, there's a little bit of handies involved. Yeah, we fucked. I might have snowballed him. All right?
Hell yeah.
But in the audio, she's like, Peter, she's like, one, two, very good, Peter. Like, she would say, like, it's sad. It's sad. It is interesting, but it's also just kind of sad.
Yeah.
I looked it up. Dolphins and humans are only one chromosome apart.
Yeah, it's close.
Oh, yeah. That's closer than us and Frankie McDonald.
Come on, dude.
Oh, yeah.
No, dolphins are incredibly intelligent. Like, I've read, like, how they're animals that will fuck with you. If they see, like, you're nervous and scared, like, they'll go out of their way just to fuck with you and stuff.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. That's always how Buddy treated me.
Alrighty, Spence, you want to jump into some of our clothes and shit? I don't even know what we say anymore.
I don't either, but
hello, Wildcats.
Oh yeah.
Oh, I love that.
You know the drill. I mean, you look us up on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, you can probably find something. Give us a follow, give us a like, say something to us, talk to us, let us know you're out there. You know, we don't even know if we're just shouting into the void or if it's only Australian Daniel who loves us. but we love you all, anyone who hears these sound vibrations. And the only way to support the podcast right now, I think, is if you use one of these podcasting 2.0 apps like Fountain or Breeze, you could support us directly in Bitcoin.
And Fountain Breeze.
Give us a little
boost.
Yeah. And you can send us a little boost, send us a little message, and we'll read it on the podcast. What do you say?
Yeah. And shout out to Austin, our boy Austin. And shout out to Clark, dude, who I knew in Florida when I lived there. But he listens to the podcast, and he sent me a message the other day. He's like, dude, I'm up north, and I'm going to Skyline Chili. Just thought I'd let you guys know.
Yeah, dude.
I was like, Toof describes it as like shit chili covered with a ton of cheese.
Yeah, and shit cold noodles too.
He said it was all right on the hot dogs.
Okay,
I do love hot dogs.
Yeah, how can you fuck up a hot dog?
People like baseball. People like hot dogs.
Hell yeah,
oh, yeah, baby. Primo, you got anything you want to say, bud? You want to talk about how awesome the new Halloween movie is?
Yeah, it's been a while.
Dude, it's fucking so bad. But I got nothing. The Guardians. Guardians, it's 3-2, so they're coming back.
Okay.
Wait, the official new Halloween movie is bad?
It's fucking terrible,
God,
dude.
Damn.
I haven't heard a good thing about it yet.
It's so fucking bad. Like, I want everybody to watch it to just rip on it with me, but it's fucking bad.
Mm. Yeah, I don't know if I could watch that, dude. I watched.
That's bull crap.
Oh, we gonna do movie recommendations? I got one.
I watched Collateral the other day, and I forgot how fucking awesome that movie.
Oh, yeah.
Like the Tom Cruise
movie.
Yeah,
dude, it's so.
Is that
good.
Jamie Foxx?
Yeah,
I think so.
Toof, what was your movie recommendation, dude?
The Angry Video Game Nerd reviewed a movie called Deadstream.
No, dude, fuck the Angry Video Game Nerd, dude.
Yeah, it was a dude, it's a YouTuber who goes to a haunted house to see if it's real or not, and it's like a comedy horror in the same.
Huh. Speaking of comedy horrors, what's Amy Schumer up to?
comedy horror.
Oh.
Oh, fuck. Can we really call what she does comedy, though?
No.
Clowns are funny.
Are they? Kind of scary.
Wicked clowns.
Kind of scary.
I'm not a very funny clown.
Oh, fuck yeah. What's
your daddy's nugget. All righty, Toof. Spence, you want to hit Toof with the drop?
My friend, it sounds like you could use some words of wisdom.
Fuck yeah, dude, I love that.
Yeah, so me and Andrew, to get a couple of laughs in, we went and visited Auschwitz over the weekend.
Yeah. Dude, come on, Toof.
And it wasn't funny. How about that?
Huh? All right, dude.
Yeah, we learned the history of it and the tragedy and everything. And then we went to this one house, and it was supposed to be a house where there's like a diary or something like that. And we couldn't find anything, honestly. We like searched the basement. We searched the
like
attic.
The diary's still
and in
there.
The attic, Andrew's like, well, I smell something. He's like, something's up here. And Andrew finds this big old stain on the floor. Dude, it's so stupid. Andrew's like, oh man, I could smell it. This is really old. This is from a while ago. He's like, the stain, it's brown. This isn't the diarrhea of Anne Frank. This is the diarrhea of Anne Frank. That's it.
Fuck
you. Dude, I saw this burn online where they're like, dude, you're more worthless than Anne Frank's drum set.
Oh, dude.
And I know it's not funny, but like I always picture like Anne Frank looking through like a crack in the floor, like up at her drum set, just wishing she could fucking play it. Dude. She goes out there and plays Wipeout.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Anne Frank had a drum set?
No, I wish.
Hashtag wild woman.
She plays that one drum riff, that Kelly Clarkson song that you played.
Yeah, dude. Fuck yeah. She's like, I'm getting really good at these System of a Down songs, dude.
Oh, yeah.
All righty. I guess we'll shut her down. Thank you, everyone, for listening. Do I say the next part?
Yeah, you say
yeah.
Be you good.
Be good.
Stay safe.
And laugh at the dark stuff.
Hashtag dolphin hand jobs.
Oh,
wild
yeah,
man.
Dude.
Hashtag wild man.
Hashtag wild woman.
Ooh.
Yeah. Shout out to Tony and our boys in Whiskey Myers. And shout out to the Bash Brothers and Las Bandoleros for supplying our badass outro music.
For sure.
Yeah, I love those guys.
Shout out.
And everyone
you,
else that's still listening. And yeah, sorry we've been gone for a long time. I kind of talked about it a little bit a couple episodes ago on a Dirty Dog, but yeah.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah. Spence, any last words, buddy?
Just.
Oh, that actually scared me.
Fucking machine gun, dude.
Toof is frozen again. It's fucking amazing.
All right, I love you, boys. Love everybody.
You too,
Andrew, big brother boy, is gonna be back soon.
Fuck
I
yeah,
know.
Yeah.
He was texting me the other day.
Fucking Andrew.
Dude, I sent him a link. Our old apartment's up for rent, Spence.
What?
Fuck yeah, the townhouse.
I wonder if it's still Tim.
I hope so, dude. It's like $600 now, which is still cheap, but didn't we pay like four something?
Yeah.
Yeah,
the
place is
that
safe.
Was such an insane steal.
Yeah.
That was good.
That's insane.
Dude, we made Chili Cartel in there.
I know. We should all move back there and live together.
We should,
dude. All right, love you, boys. I'm turning this off.
All right, night, Kev Dog.